the Falkland Islands, you idiot!
Desert Island Floppies, take two. Hello. On our desert island this week, we have the famous physical wreck, Mr. Robinson Crusoe.
Do I get my money now?
Mr. Crusoe, you've been wrecked on our famous desert island. Could you please start the program by telling us something about your early life?
Well, of course. Hello. My father was some guy calling himself John Smith.
Likely story.
Aye, a likely story. It was his idea of a joke to maroon me on a desert island. But then, he sold me to Automata.
Not Automata.
Imagine that. A 300-year-old newborn baby, sold like some shoddy commercial product.
But surely...
Don't call me Shirley.
Actually...
Don't call me Ashley.
Your first record.
Aye, okay. Well, the first record is something that had a profound influence on me as a small baby. It's from the Pie Man's Greatest Hits, and it's entitled Video Nasty.
Sicko. Abusing your mind. Abusing all the kind. I hope that you go blind. With eyes like bacon rind, you're oozing out the video store, slurping up your trash, spending lots of cash to watch the hissing lash and all the mutilated mash. You're nasty. Nasty. I said you're nasty.
Well, that was very nasty. Straight on to your second record, Mr. Crusoe.
Well, to celebrate the fact that I was brought into the world fully grown, so to speak, I'd like the theme song from the Automata program, Piebald.
Some boys, they got dimples. Some boys, they got spots. And some boys, multicolored. And here's the ones I got.
I think we'll leave that one there, Mr. Crusoe.
Pity.
Your early life.
Well, when I went to sea, my pals and me always used to sing the theme from Morris Meets the Bikers entitled Leader of the Pack.
Is he really going out with a Pac-Man? Here he comes, let's ask him. Hey, Andy, is that Pac-Man's liver you're wearing?
Uh-huh.
Gee, it must be great playing with him. Is he picking you up after school tonight?
Mm-mm.
By the way, where'd you meet him?
I met him at a micro fair. Gobbling made me stop and stare. That's when I fell for the leader of the pack. My folks were always putting him down.
Down.
They said he was just a flash in Japan.
It seems, Mr. Crusoe, that all your record choices are just a cheap form of advertising Automata products.
You're dead right there, laddie.
Tell me, how well do you think you'd survive on this desert island?
Play the program, you stupid pranny, and find out. In the meantime, give us the free hit single from Automata's Darts program.
Hand me my pint. Fluffy beer. Thank you very much. I'll have one more. I need a double. The yin shot. Missed a board. I hit the lavatory door. I hit the hockey. I hit the bar. I hit the jukebox. Passing car. And someone shouts, "You're losing them." From England's greedy peasant band.
You're allowed one book on this island, Mr. Crusoe, apart from the Bible and Shakespeare, which were already there. Your choice?
The Collected Wit and Wisdom of Benny Hill.
Very slim volume.
There's nothing in it.
And one luxury?
Bangkok. Make that Glasgow.
Well, I'm afraid we have to leave it there.
Why?
Because we run out of tape.
Oh.